Hi and welcome to Brothers Debate with me, Mark, and Andy.
Yep, very excited, Andy. Looking forward to it, as always.
And we've gone even more professional. We've added music to the intro.
Yay!
Yeah, oh, okay, that's all right. Right, so, topics today. Are you ready for this?
I just love the music, the intro music.
It was like good, wasn't it, actually?
Like Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, yeah, like, it was good, yeah. Was that 70s and 80s? Oh, ideal.
Good old American stuff at its best.
We've gone back to classic then, look.
Yeah, we
go. I'll tell you, we're getting really professional now.
Right, so what shite are we doing today then?
Well, before we started, I wanted to talk about, everyone says how cute puppies are and that, and I wanted to talk about the one that I've got.
Which puppies are we on about?
The four-legged kind.
Oh, dogs.
Right. Not the two.
Because I'm very
kind.
Because I'm very, I'm very fond of them puppies.
Yeah, I know you like puppies, don't you?
Yeah, those ones. Go on, carry on.
Well, you know, they everyone says how cute they are and, you know, fantastic they are and that. They are a pain in the ass. I'm not kidding. It's one we've got. He's a little shit.
Is that the one that humps your leg?
That's the one that humps my leg.
That's good.
Yeah,
at least he gets off on it.
Yeah, he's found out what his little bits are for and that, and he's showing me what he can do with them.
And what's he done now then?
This morning he chewed my plugs.
Like a different name for your bollocks?
No, it's not. He chewed my plugs, as in TV plug.
Oh! All right.
The TV plug and the Sky box plug.
Ooh.
Yeah, he chewed 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
And then this morning, a plug that we've got connected to the electric radiator thing and that, he's chewed that off.
Does he like plugs?
He loves plugs.
Didn't he learn the first time to get the plugs out of the way?
Well, I thought we had. But no, his little snout managed to get behind down the side and pull the bloody plug out.
You're lucky he wasn't chewing them while they're in the socket.
We had that conversation.
Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, I bet you wouldn't bloody do it again.
Otherwise, it would have been a hot dog.
He literally would.
Hot dog?
Hang on for a minute.
We're going to go for the sound now.
Okay,
hang on. Right. Should I say it again?
No, that's all right.
Oh, have you already done it?
Well, no, I haven't done it. I'm going to put it in for you.
Oh, these are the special effects.
As you can say, we're professional.
All right, okay.
Slowly.
I expected to hear that.
Oh, no, you can't hear it. I've put it in. No, that goes in a minute.
So, is there anything else your dog has done then? Apart from chew your plugs and rank on your leg?
It barks. Constant when it
that's enough actually, about the wife. I'm on about the puppy.
Well, and that, but you know, I'm not she's not here.
You're in trouble today now.
Oh no,
that means you're gonna
love you, babe.
So that means now he's gonna turn up around here one night now and just ask for a coffee right out of the blue,
and a couch to sleep on.
And a couch, we know, for my couch.
Anyway,
go on.
So what other things he's done? He's when he comes and does all these things,
he's lovely.
He'll nick your socks and stuff, but he does it whilst he's looking at you. He drags it away slowly in the hope that you'll race over to grab him and that. He loves it. And then he runs off. And then you spend like the next half an hour chasing around the house, calling him, get back here, little shit.
try and get your socks back.
Yeah. Mm. He's, what is he, 23 weeks now? My God. I'm trying to work out what was...
Oh, he howls still, though, doesn't he? He howls.
Oh, he howls, yeah. He howls. But
which is pretty good.
To be fair, we taught him that.
I'm really not surprised he howls in your house.
But
I howl every time I get in the door.
We do, yeah. It's only because we ask you for money, that's it. Then you howl.
Well, yeah, you ain't got it to start.
Nah. But, it's the way that it'll, like the washing and that. It'll grab something from the top and just like creep it away slowly. You know, he's planned it. It's like, right, if I drag it away.
That's a bit like my socks when he walked to the washing machine on their own.
Yeah, your socks are horrendous. You've got no dog and yet they move by themselves.
Yeah, I throw them and they stick to the wall.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Well, no, I mean, your socks now, you can snap in half.
Well, you know, it's a man thing, I think. At least I don't have to walk to take them to the washing machine. And they're trained to just do it by themselves.
Yeah, but they don't jump in the washing machine, do you? You're there. Poor Lucy is there with a spear trying to push them in.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah. Bless her. They attacked her.
Bless her little cottons. So we're now being heard all around the world, aren't we?
Well, when I looked at the whatchamacallit, the
America is the biggest one, isn't it?
No, the UK is the biggest one.
Oh, no, is it UK?
Yeah, second is America.
But we
have seen South Korea are listening. So hello, South Korea.
Hello.
India. Hello, India. And what else was there?
Ireland,
that's it. And
America is good, though.
They're all good.
America is good because half the things we watch over here are from there.
Is it?
Like, I'm watching the series, the best series that's ever been on telly, The Blacklist. Brilliant Blacklist.
Oh, yeah, no, but...
Oh, fantastic America's series, that is. James Spader, what an actor.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He is.
But it's not fair because America get it basically straight away whilst we have to wait. Well, I suppose it is made in their country, so I suppose...
Oh, I didn't actually start watching it until a few weeks ago, and I'm on series 8 now.
Yeah, I like that Megan. She's nice.
Megan Boone.
Yeah, bless her. Why are you looking at me like that? I mentioned nice actress.
Elizabeth Keane.
Oh, anyone who hasn't seen Blacklist and they like a good, thriller.
That's very good.
Yeah, definitely well worth watching.
I love that. I think best one on.
It's fantastic.
Best one on.
But enough for my dog
and Americans. Oh no, not enough about the Americans. The Americans are pretty cool, actually.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
When we come to watch the telly, all over, when we were kids,
yeah.
Muppets, the A-Team, Airwolf, Street Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider.
Oh, from the 80s, weren't they?
American stuff.
Oh, yeah. Classics.
Star Wars.
Yeah, another classic.
All American stuff. I just thought I'd
Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit.
They're brilliant.
So, well, but they were films, though. They weren't really a TV series.
Oh, no, they weren't. I'm sorry. Fair play.
No.
Oh, MASH.
Oh, MASH. Love MASH.
Oh.
I love MASH. So, all you over in the good US of A, we watched all them when we were kids.
Yeah. And now we're feeling very old. Well, I didn't watch MASH, actually.
Because we still watch them. I love them. I love the American
I've only started to watch MASH, and it is pretty good.
I love all that stuff. Right, okay, right.
Yep. Yeah, well, enough of the puppy. Enough of the film reviews.
Do you think that's got us a few more
dislikes? Yeah, I think it has. And no one wants to.
I wonder if James Spader himself is actually he tunes in, because then he can get us a little bit on the next series of Blacklist or something. No, I'd love to be in that.
I think out of all the podcasts that are out there, I think we're probably going to be at the bottom of his list.
I don't think Mr. Spade is going to be listening to this. Well,
no.
We have got... actually, we've done pretty well, because the series that he's actually doing, we've given him a free push on it, haven't we?
Oh, we have, haven't we? We've done free advertising.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Which is good.
Yeah.
What are we doing that for?
Well, I don't know.
But give him a phone later.
That's right. Yeah. I've got him on.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, right.
Speed dial or something.
We digress.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would I'm not spell that for you?
No. It's a
what
were
we doing then?
Well, I've had a rant about my puppy who's doing my flaming head in.
Yeah, you got me looking. He's probably
worse than dealing with kids.
What my brother's actually found is these little joke type things of people that say and they say stupid things and they're supposed to be bright.
Yeah, they're not jokes. They're actually proper things. Stupid things that someone's asked or said.
Okay, well, this is the first one. Number one, the ex with a lemon. My ex once told me, while holding a lemon in his hand, that he didn't have any lemon juice in the house. Took him a good moment to realise where bottled lemon juice comes from.
You choked me on that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Still choking.
Tickle. But these aren't really funny, though, are they?
Have a scroll down.
Well, I mean, I have got. Here we go. This is one. The film buff, right?
Right. And we've just been doing film buff.
Yeah. I used to work with a girl who thought the Titanic sinking and the attack on Pearl Harbor were just films and not actual events. She said that they couldn't be real because they would make Ben Affleck and Leonardo DiCaprio like 100 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got to be sniffing on something.
Oh, in fact, hold on. Let me just... I'm going to add one of those...
So I got a tickle in my throat.
I was going to say,
I always get a tickle. Right, here we go.
It's not COVID, is it?
No. And I didn't know cameras had been invented way back then. She honestly thought I was telling her the movies were films on the actual events as they happened. So she thought Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Affleck were 100 years old.
Right. Okay.
Well, okay. Oh, here we go. The astronomer, right? My ex's sister once asked if the moon was in front or behind the clouds.
Okay, well, that's...
Fucking daft muppet, isn't she?
Well, you don't want them in front of the clouds because that could be quite close then.
They might as well, you might as well, she might as well have just said, are they in front of the curtains or behind the curtains?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's in front of the clouds, then yeah, that's very close.
Oh my God! Some people think they're actually starting to make vegetables. seriously. I mean, oh yeah. I mean, didn't she go to school?
Why not? I mean, that would be the most basic thing to learn about is space and the moon and yeah.
I mean, I don't know how far the moon is away from here. So, like, is it like 300,000 miles away?
I don't know, actually. Well, it's more than 5 miles, thankfully.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I do like this one. I've been... this is quite a long one here, right? This is a story about the medical tech who must have been used to the metric system, but clearly she wasn't. I once had to take my husband to seek medical care at a dock-in-the-box situation. So it must be one of those ringing up and, like, I don't know, talking. Right. I don't know, yeah. When doing the usual triage routine, the tech took his weight and height. She said, okay, you're 189 pounds and 6'1", he said. He said, what? I've always been 5'11". And she said, no, you're definitely 6'1". He kind of puffed up for a minute, feeling, oh, at all and cool, and said, huh, maybe I grew since the last time I was measured. We got to the exam room, and he said to her again, are you sure? I've always thought I was 5'11". And she said, no, definitely, you're 71 inches, so 6'1". My husband and I exchanged glances. Oh no, 71 inches is 5'11", he said. She said, no, I'm 61 inches and I'm 5'1". So if you're 71 inches, you're 6'1". What?
Okay, go on.
Did she know that 12 inches are in a foot? No, obviously she didn't, did she? He said, yeah, but feet have 12 inches, not 10. So 71 inches is 5 feet and 11 inches. She said, well, that's how we do it here. Oh, so obviously the metric system hasn't got to the unit that she is.
No.
So there, a foot is 10 inches and not 12. And she's in a medical team in triage.
So all those people that she's been treating,
she goes,
she's given them the wrong height.
I literally choked on my water. My husband and I couldn't make eye contact until she left the room, and then we freaked out. It was hilarious and terrifying that this medical tech didn't understand basic measurement. So by the way that this is said, medical tech,
yeah,
that's an American term?
Medical tech?
Yeah, it is.
That's for a technician.
Yeah.
Medical technician. So she brings medical all tech. The...
triage is what they have there, isn't it?
I suppose so, yeah.
Because we don't call it here, do we? So A&E, you know, that sort of thing.
Ours is A&E, theirs is ER.
Ah, yeah, so theirs is... So it must be... Well, sorry, guys, it's over...
That's scary, though, isn't it? You go in there...
James Spader wouldn't have got that wrong.
No.
He would have damn known. He would have put her on the blacklist. I think she should have been put on the blacklist.
But if I went in there and that, and she couldn't even get my height right, then, yeah.
Can you imagine if you go to that place? And, well, right, sir, you come here to have your tonsils out. You go to sleep. You wake up and your bollocks are gone.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
So you've had a penile removal.
Your balls
Hello,
are gone.
Miss.
Your balls are gone. Well, that's okay, but I only came in to have my appendix out.
I mean, you go in there, with piles, right?
Yeah.
And you wake up with breasts.
That would ruin your day, wouldn't it? I'll be different. Hey, you're Miss Armstrong, are you?
Yeah.
No. Mr. Taylor.
Oh dear.
Sorry, Mr. Taylor.
Have we got the wrong form?
Oh no.
Oh. Yeah. No. That is not great.
No.
Okay. There's another one here. Okay. This ain't too bad. The hotel clerk who answered a simple question. Once when I worked the front desk at a hotel, a guest came up to me and asked me, how does the door at the back of the hotel work? I didn't understand the guest meant, do I need a key first? So I said, oh, it works the traditional way that doors do. And my manager just looked at me like Iron Me was the dumbest thing they've ever done.
You just open it and shut it. Yeah, you just, well, no, doors... For some, doors can be quite, what's it, intellectually challenged. I've just screwed myself up there, haven't I?
Intellectually?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Intellectually challenged.
That's the one.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. Just see? What we were just.
Good job I didn't ask you to spell it. Good God.
Oh. That's all backfired on us a little bit.
It does backfire. We're not the brightest.
No.
I did like the last one we did, actually, about Bigfoot and that stuff. I thought that was good. But mind you, this is all right as well, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This is all right, I do.
Oh, yes, that was our last show, wasn't it?
Here we go. This is the person who forgot three very important numbers. Right?
What, 1, 2, 3?
At my old job... There was some kind of emergency, so someone hollered at my co-worker to quickly dial 911. She came back a few minutes later asking, what was that number again? Good thing it wasn't anything serious.
God, blimey. You need an ambulance. Call the emergency service. Okay. What was the number?
That time he's drained of blood.
Crikey.
Can you imagine that?
We obviously live in the UK and that, so we know ours is 999. But I don't live in the US, but I know theirs is 911.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I mean, we're not saying that you're dumb over in the US.
Well, no more dumber than us here than us two.
I mean, you can't be all that bright because you tune into us. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, well, we got another one. This is different from what we always do. Okay. Okay, here's a number. This is number 19. The person whose dad was just trying to help. Right, here we go. I remember asking my dad how to spell VCR. Not just once, but multiple times. Dad, how do you spell VCR? VCR? Yeah. How do you spell it?
VCR.
Can you just stop and tell me how to spell it? I don't remember quite how the conversation ended, but I remember the realisation of how dumb I was.
Spell VCR.
Oh dear.
Oh, yep, yeah, okay.
Oh dear me.
Oh man.
It's another one. This is entitled The Customer, right? A Karen highly upset. Your employee told me this was half price. Now you say it's 50% off. Well, which is it?
50% is half price. Oh my god.
Where do these people? How can you possibly go into a place and say, "You said it was half price"?
Yeah,
but it's 50%.
Yeah, make up your mind.
Yeah, make up your mind. Never mind that 50 is half of a ton, but no, never mind.
I wanted that half price, not 50% off.
Fucking hell, honestly, honestly.
Oh no.
Right, that's a choice.
Hey, they're out there. They're everywhere. That's yeah. The frightening thing.
Yeah, and I thought they were just here, in here.
Well, yeah.
Here we go. What's this? We're just flicking through some of these, and these are good. Oh, okay. Number 23. The co-worker who had a rude awakening. Okay, here we go. Had a co-worker who decided to stop eating meat when she found out that humans kill cows on purpose in order to eat them. She thought we only ate cows that die on natural causes.
Right.
You must have an awful lot of sick cows. By the way, this is a special burger in a particular or in any kind of eating place where you have burgers. Right, any kind of eating place. Oh, so where do you get your meat from? Well, we got from a cow that just died of a heart attack.
Right, okay.
So in other words, some people actually think that the meat that you eat
has
been taken from a cow who died of a heart attack or brain hemorrhage or just died of because it was old.
So
you can't shoot cows now.
Okay, no. So if you see a load of cows in a field, okay, it's not for food. It's pets for the farmer.
It's pets.
He loves them so much that he keeps them there. But when one of them dies of natural causes, he sends them to McDonald's or wherever. That's what it is.
You're not allowed to say that name.
Why not?
No, not McDonald's.
Why not?
It could be any place.
Oh yeah. But there's other fast food restaurant chains out there.
He didn't mean to say that. What happened was that we were watching a commercial and that entered this
segment.
Podcast as we were doing it. So that was a telly that said that and not that dozy twat sitting.
Yes, there are other very good fast food chains out there as well. There you go. We're sorted.
Do you think we'll get some free burgers now from all this?
I don't know, actually. Only for depends how many cows have passed away.
James Spade, I'm sure, is going to give me a part in the new series of Blacklist. We might actually get a whole load of burgers now through on the door.
No, I think the only part
Mercedes have got a damn good car coming up soon, haven't they?
You've got no chance. From this, haven't we? Yeah, if we went onto Blacklist film set, I think the only thing we'd be useful for is just to hold the doors open and stuff. That'll be about it. And even that would be taxing for us.
I don't think we'd be much
that's
use
as close
for that.
As we'll get on a film set.
I don't think much. Here we go. This is number. This feels like the Blacklist because you got number 8 or number 200.
Oh, what you mean the start of the
film? Yeah. No, when it says the Blacklist and this is your
number.
Next Blacklister.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is number 8.
This is just the same. This is.
This is number 8. Yeah. The geography expert. It's got to be American because they don't say this here. Look. In grade school, I was joking with some friends. That's why I call myself German. Is it Germasian? Because I'm German and Asian. My classmate turned to me completely serious. You're Asian? I thought you were Chinese. It's been about 15 years since, and still the dumbest thing I've ever asked.
No,
Asian. What? He obviously did. Yeah. It's not in Europe, is it? Really? No. God, Jesus crying out loud. Oh, here we go. This is a good one, Matt. A girl in my high school English class asked how to spell orange. She says the colour, not the fruit.
Hey. I wasn't aware there was a separate spelling for orange.
I didn't know. So she probably thought orange the colour is spelled O-R-A-N-G-E, right?
Okay.
Orange the fruit is spelled A-P-P-L-E.
That's it, yeah. I tell you what, these people are so intelligent.
It's amazing. So how the hell do you go to a fruit or vegetable there? Could I have a bag of sprouts, please, right? And you end up with a basket full of grapes.
Or cherries, yeah, cherries, red cherries.
Or cherries.
I don't know where the cherries come from.
Never ask for a cucumber, please.
Oh, God. What you're telling them.
Oh, I saw that the other day. Did you see
what, a cucumber?
No, one on Newsfeed. This, is it a German guy? No, I can't remember. Oh, what, crikey, what?
Well, let me know, because I ain't going to sleep tonight unless I know.
Hang on, no. I'm trying to see, what's... Polish bloke, right? He's just grown the biggest cucumber in the world. And this thing's like 4 feet long.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 4 feet for a cucumber. It doesn't look like a cucumber, I've got to admit. It sort of starts off green and ends up yellow, orange, and as it goes, it tapers off. It doesn't look like a cucumber.
Are you sure it's not
a... looks more like a baseball bat.
Yeah, are you sure it's not a...
some kind of anal toy?
No. Well, it might be that. Not avocado. What's
anal beads?
No, what's that?
Oh, my goodness.
That big green long thing.
That's a green long thing.
Yeah, they look like a cucumber, but they're just a lot more chunkier.
It's a wife, isn't it?
No. What's
it? No, what is that? Flaming... I got given one the other day.
Beg your pardon?
that night you had with that Korean bloke.
Date, he was fine, don't worry about
him. Oh, was he? Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Also, no.
He was the next morning. But
Korean's great. What's that bloke who blows things up in Korea? Or, allegedly. What's he called again? Pot, poo, pot, a po? I don't know.
Who?
Oh, I just said Korean. I'd want to blow ourselves up there.
Oh, I know, yeah, I know you're on about that. Yeah.
Is it?
Unjing, I don't know.
Yeah, Dave's with
you. Yeah, otherwise, that's it. I'll be.
But you're a great guy.
Targets on us.
No, you're a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've read up a few of these. How many were there? Oh, no,
it's not something like that.
I'm looking through things. Hang on for a minute. Let's have a look at this.
As you can see, this is well rehearsed.
It is. No, it's not rehearsed at all, is it, really?
No.
Okay, this is what, right, this is Blacklist. I have a blacklist for you. Oh, right, I always wanted to say that. I've got a blacklist.
You've got a blacklist, right, look at it.
This is number three.
Number three.
One time, my friend looked at me and said, "What's the name of that place where they speak French?" And I was like, France? She just started laughing hysterically because she
was so
stupid. What's that place where they speak French?
Well,
Afghanistan.
Let's take a wild guess on this one. Beirut. Trinidad.
Oh my God. People actually say things like this, don't they?
Oh man.
Here's what the person who had some packing tips. Here we go, right? Years ago, we were packing for a city trip, and my friend suggested I fold my clothes flat so they would weigh less. Seeing my confusion, she went on to explain how a flat piece of material would float in water, but a ball or cube would sink.
Right. But wouldn't it just weigh the same?
It would weigh the same.
Okay.
You can't make something that already weighs like that weigh less, even
just
if it's
just by folding it flat.
No. It's impossible.
I see a theory. Yeah.
No, I don't see it.
No, okay then, all right.
No, I don't see it. Because you're still saying, if you cut a piece of material off and then folded it,
right,
fucking thing would weigh less. If you added another pair of trousers into it, it would weigh more.
But she just wants the same bit of clothing folded flat and it'll weigh less.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
No. It's still going to weigh the same.
She's about as bright as a 1-watt light bulb, wouldn't she?
Oh, come on, it's got
here, here you go. No, I'm getting through all these, actually. Yeah, here you go. The man who thought he was vegan. Right, here we go. Let me clip my phone. I work for a hotel, and one day I was serving the guest breakfast. He informed me that he was a vegan, and we had a bit of a conversation because my sister is too. So I only offended him in vegan terms. Right before I hand over his to-go bag, he points to the yogurt and asks for one. I asked if he was sure because yogurt is not vegan, and he snapped at me. It says lactose free, right on the label. I know what I can eat. I've been vegan for 5 years. Well, I had two options. Sorry. Inform him that lactose free does not mean dairy free, or had him the yogurt, or get, or I gave him the yogurt. I was not in the mood to be snapped at. So he thought a yogurt was vegan. Right. There is no dairy in yogurt whatsoever. Unless you
what
make...
What think was in it?
Well, vegetables.
A vegetable yogurt.
So a vegan is... A vegan is like dairy and meat free, isn't it?
I'm assuming so. Yeah. I'm just following what you're saying here.
Well, a vegetarian is obviously just vegetarian.
Meat.
You can eat dairy products, but
yeah,
vegan,
just not meat.
Yeah. A vegan is both dairy and meat, isn't it? Or is it just dairy?
I don't know. I just felt like we've completely made ourselves look like twats here.
Yeah, I don't really
about more
that.
Than normal.
Well, no, I mean, we are fairly intelligent.
Yeah. That's why we're saying, looking at each other.
Before we were actually born, I think we were intelligent.
Yeah, oh, crikey, yeah, we were on the ball then.
Yeah.
No, actually, that doesn't sound right.
I think we're actually the missing link.
Yeah? Yeah, but that goes back to our last video of Bigfoot.
It does.
We're the missing link.
I think we are the missing link.
Yeah. Well, just the two of us. And the ones that were asking those questions. Don't look at me like that. You look.
Here we go.
Oh.
I'm trying to look for some more here. I said, well, no, I've gone through them all now. I've done them all.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't got any more left.
No, I know. You've eaten all the dime bars as well.
No, don't start. Oh, don't start the bloody...
Why are they going?
Because you rustled a packet. Sorry. Live on air here. The guinea pig's
in live.
The cage. No, it's not. Well,
it's live. Well, we're doing it now. It's live.
We're doing
it live for you.
But when it gets to you, right, the guinea pigs are off. Because he rustled the thing and they think they're getting leaves and vegetables.
Yeah.
And they go off like an alarm when they... Oh, not the second time around.
Piggies! Yeah, you thought we were like this was a well professional outfit and we're in a studio and that. Not.
I tell you what, James Spader, right, would be rolling over himself now if he saw this. The production is not great, is it?
What, knowing that we're doing this show... Right beside three guinea pigs.
All I can say is, Mr. Spader, I am so sorry.
And all I can say is that middle guinea pig over there is so fat.
Oh, I can say to Mr. Spader as well that years ago he did a film called Wolf.
Oh, I remember that with
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I remember
Michelle
that.
Pfeiffer. Jack Nicholson,
yeah,
Michelle Pfeiffer. And James Spader was the young guy in The Office who he wanted to take over from.
That's right, yeah.
And then he became a wolf.
Didn't he turn out to be a bit of a...
He was an arsehole.
Yeah. Only in the film.
James
Spader's
real
life,
not
he's
an
a very nice... No, he's a nice person.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know the guy.
Well, no.
But I tell you what, he makes some damn good stuff. Do you think that we're going to get a part in this?
Yeah. No, I do. I think we're going to be like one of the people in the background that gets shot at. But we don't say anything.
We don't need to be a person in the background.
All we got to do is just stand there and they can take aim at us.
No. We don't need to do that. We'll just go outside of the house. We get the kids around here that are total bastards.
So I'm just going back to your guinea pigs here and that. So
No, you can't. It's illegal.
the packet...
Listeners, I was just trying to say that...
That's a dime bar.
I would just like to say now that... My brother did get stopped by the police one night and he had to, and I had to say to him, no, right, he's just trying to push that sheep through the fence.
Hey, look, I was just helping the farmer, right? Wasn't my fault that at exactly the same time my trousers came down.
It was a breeze. There was a breeze and his trousers came down just as this poor sheep was stuck in that fence. And
well,
he was pushing it through. Quite several times, actually.
No,
he was pushing
well,
it through.
It was
100 times, actually.
Yeah, it was stuck.
He was kept on pushing these sheep and banging it. I mean, trying to get it through.
It was a complete misunderstanding.
It was. It was.
Yeah, so this packet, going back to your guinea pig here, this packet.
You're not doing that to my guinea pig.
Hold on, why is it, it's not called Dime anymore? It used to be called Dime bars, didn't it?
It used to be called Dime. Now it's D-A-I-M.
What's that?
Now, is that an American term? Because a Dime bar was that thing in America?
I don't know. I've just literally noticed that. Dime. I'm thinking, oh, they spelled it wrong.
Marathons, they were here, but then we changed it to Snickers because that's what they were in America. Marathon bar, you know, marathon?
Yeah, Snickers. I remember that, yeah. I prefer marathon.
Well, they were the same thing, you dozy great ass.
No, you're wallet. The name. I prefer the marathon.
Oh, I prefer marathon. They just changed the name. They didn't change the product.
I'm not flaming Forrest Gump.
Well, okay,
you are. But yeah, I've just noticed that. Not mad.
What do you want about my pigs?
Oh yeah, well this is the packet I was like rustling up in that, and it's like they recognised.
You wouldn't get one of those fat bastards in there.
Well, I was rattling a Dime bar packet, and he got all excited.
Yeah, because he thought it was leaves.
I thought he just thought it was a Dime bar.
No. Yeah,
they're not falling for it again.
There's three of them.
Yeah, but look at the middle. Look at that.
And the Lucy's, they aren't mine.
Yeah, but look at the golden coloured one. Why is it so fat?
Well, that's tatties. Well, they're all fat.
Well, I don't know. I think that one's out of all of them is the fattest.
Well, it looks the fattest, but it's not. The one that weighs the most is the one with all the hair on it.
What? Oh, yeah.
The one trying to attack the water bottle.
The one that looks like a mop.
That one. It's a walking rug.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, though, isn't it? It's like if you ever run out of like a mop and that, you can just stick a pole up his ass and there you go. You get yourself a ready-made mop.
I wouldn't tell her that you said that.
Like the other one's having a go at it. I think it tried to eat its food.
God, I've got a scratch I've got to get out.
What, right on your left nut? Hold on. No, it's your right nut.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I'm going to have to make a coffee soon, you know, again.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
I don't know. Well, that was interesting for today.
It was. You know, people be going to work in the morning or coming back from
work. I'll
see
what we're going to get now. We're going to get a globe.
Oh, I reckon.
A golden globe.
Or a brick through the window. I know what my money's on.
Probably.
Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, we're at the end of that episode then.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Well, I'm going to leave. And again, as normal, I'm going to leave you with my brother trying to say goodbye for the next hour and 10 minutes. So.
See, I'm trying to work out whether...
There you go.
Do we put an ending music? We got. I put the intro music on here now. Do I put some ending music on it?
We don't need to put any ending music. Just,
you don't, do you? We just say goodbye.
Listeners, he's going to fuck off at some point.
So right. I like to get this right, off. Yeah.
This is my brother fucking the well off. Should we put some beeps in that? It'd be interesting. To beep, beep.
I'm not being funny, but the amount of swearing we do and that, I think the whole show would just be beeps.
The people that are living across the pond, right? Do they call them bollocks or do they call them balls?
I think they're called nuts.
Nuts?
Yeah, nuts.
Well, here we call them bollocks.
Oh, hold on. Balls. I don't know.
Balls.
I'm sure.
Balls. You ain't got the balls.
No, balls. No, in America, I think they just call them, hey, man, where's your balls?
Yeah.
You got no balls, man.
And fanny's an arse, isn't it?
I don't know about fannies and
see, fanny's here is completely different to fanny there.
What's dick and fanny, isn't it?
No, fanny's the arse.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Their bottom over there is a fanny. It's true.
Oh, yeah, no, it's slightly different here, isn't it?
A fanny here is completely different.
It is. It's
Minge.
Yeah. That's a horrible term.
What?
Minge. It's horrible.
The old snapper turtle.
Right, now before we go way into biology here, let's quit why we've done all right.
The old snapper.
Yeah, let's quit why we've done all right on this episode.
Tuna casserole.
Yeah, that is right. That's good. Anyway, right, we'll leave it there.
Well, the bloke's term is it's steak pie, peas, and chips.
Yeah, that's lovely in that. And he can eat that one day. That's fine.
Well, okay, well, that was interesting.
It was, yeah.
And I hope you can see that we planned this all week.
All scripted.
And it was all
We don't do scripts, do we?
I wonder what
we tried.
I wonder what we could do for next week.
I don't know. We've got to waste like people's time, so I don't know. Well, it'd be a nice surprise for them for next week, wouldn't it?
I think so. Do you know what I think we ought to do? When they just hook up a lot, you know, live. So one day we will go live, and we'll have people that phone in, and they can tell us exactly.
I don't know
what
if you can go live on a.
Oh, you can't. I suppose it's just podcast. Actually, can you imagine? We're going to have people phoning us up live and tell us exactly what they think of us.
Yes, I mean at the minute you can email us and tell us what you think.
So I can ring you up live on air while I'm doing it and tell you exactly what I think of you.
Yeah, if you want to email us,
I'll tell you what a total
cut.
Yeah, you just ring.
We'll both be on our phones to each other.
Well, that's about done for
us. Well, I was about to say if you want to email us and tell us what you think of us.
And yeah,
it's all lowercase, but it's brothersdebate@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for James Spader to do something, or
yeah,
Megan Boone.
Yeah, or Megan Boone. You can
Megan Boone. Or what's
you can have James?
What's the what's
or Mr. Spader? Shall I say,
Mr. Spader? Oh, who's the other stars in it?
What's his right hand man?
Howell.
What's his name?
Forget his name now.
He's brilliant. I love him. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Dembe.
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 Dembe, that's it. He's brilliant. Love him, Dembe. So loyal.
And wrestler.
Oh, yes. Agent wrestler.
Why is Agent wrestler shagging all his co-stars? First he dipped his wick into the one that... Alam, is he called? You know, the guy on the computers.
Oh, him, yeah.
Well, he had his girlfriend first before he became a girl.
He didn't become female, no, he just stayed as
before
well.
Before she went with him, and then she pissed off and left him.
Hmm. I don't know, maybe just likes to have a.
And now Russ is just so keen from what I've seen, right?
You can't blame him.
Well, no, you can't, but, no. You know, like he's. I tell you what, he's had a good role in that.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
He's doing all right. I wouldn't want to get paid for it, but never mind.
Oh, no. It's fine, that. But, yeah, she's...
Okay.
Yeah, right, so we've gone off topic. I mean, how many times have we said, we're going to go now?
Yeah, we're going to go. And
normally it's me. It's you this time.
Yeah, so email us.
Yep. brothersdebate@yahoo.com.
And that goes for Megan Keane and James Spader.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
change. Okay, well, I'm going now. Bye, folks. Thank you for listening, and I'll leave you with him.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this brief. Thank you very much for listening.
At least he's not shown his briefs.
And thank you very much for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next week.
Put that sheep away. Stop pushing it.
It's bye for me, and it's bye for that knob.